Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Government officials in Washington, by failing to agree, appear to be on track to triggering a government shutdown at the end of Saturday. Congress is not expected to pass the 12 appropriations bills that fund the government operations before the deadline. If Congress enacts some but not all of the 12 appropriations bills, only agencies without appropriations will have to shut down. During shutdowns, many federal employees are told not to report to work, but under a 2019 law, they get paid retroactively when the shutdown ends. Saudi Arabia and Russia have taken in boatloads of money. In fact, it's being measured in the billions of dollars in extra oil revenues in recent months, despite pumping fewer barrels of oil. Their production cuts sent crude prices soaring. Crude oil is nearing the $100 a barrel mark, and why you're seeing gas prices like they are right now. America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve stock is currently at 351 million barrels out of 714 million barrels when completely full. And when full, that amount is guesstimated to last 5 years for the American consumers. The Senate passed a resolution yesterday making business attire a requirement on the Senate floor. The move comes after backlash to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York. His directive to scrap the chamber's informal dress code was set to appease Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, and his unconventional attire. The bipartisan resolution requires that business attire be worn on the floor of the Senate. A New York City college professor who put a machete to a reporter's throat and threatened to kill him in May was fired from Hunter College. 45-year-old Shalene Rodriguez has landed another teaching gig, this time at the Cooper Union School of Art in Manhattan. USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday revealed a document that showed Leslie Wolf, the assistant U.S. attorney for Delaware, blocked investigators from pursuing evidence relating to President Joe Biden as part of an investigation into violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. More influence-peddling evidence by President Biden was released in the same press conference. Representative Jason Smith, the Republican from Missouri, and chair of the Ways and Means Committee yesterday.
These documents also underline how Hunter Biden's role extended far beyond his father and includes numerous other meetings between Hunter Biden and senior U.S. government officials, including now Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The evidence today shows the complexity and scale of the Biden family influence peddling scheme. Millions of dollars were flowing through subsidiaries and LLCs to avoid taxes and shield visibility into how the money from foreign sources went to different entities and Biden family members.
The basis for an impeachment inquiry of President Joseph R. Biden Jr. will take place today at 10 a.m. Eastern at the Rayburn House Office Building. The Culinary Union in Las Vegas, with over 50,000 service industry workers, voted to authorize a strike that could impact 22 casino resorts. Pay is the big issue. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that?
Well, happy Thursday morning to you. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Was it me or, or was it just me? Let me ask you that. What a train wreck. I mean, where is the RNC in all this, in orchestrating this? I mean, this should be an opportunity for the RNC to kind of control the bumpers of the presentation and get people excited about conservative values instead of, what happened last night and the way this whole debate was handled. Once again, the moderators, and look, I gotta tell you, I love Dana Perino. I've always just had affinity for her. But last night, it was like, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? Even Elia Calderon from Univision, it was like, this isn't about you. This is about the candidates to be able to express their positions and not to be chastised like a bunch of little kids because you've lost control. You've ignored people. They figure, well, the only way that they can get their, get some attention is to, break decorum because some of the other people were doing this. I mean, poor Doug Burgum. I mean, I fell for him. I mean, he was probably of all the candidates out there, he was the only one that consistently spoke to the issues. Rick Manning is with us right now. With that kind of characterization, Rick, I bring you on to get your balanced perspective on it. Rick, of course, the president of Americans for Limited Government. What did you see last night?
Well, I agree with you on Doug Burgum. I don't know much about the guy, but from what I saw, he always spoke the issues. He was on point. He answered questions.
And the most ignored. Yeah.
And rightfully ask the moderators, listen, I'm the only one up here who represents an energy state. Why don't I get to answer an energy question?
Right.
You sit there, you look at it. People don't think of this, but North Dakota is the third biggest producer of oil in the United States.
Right.
And that's a newly developed industry over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, so he's been, he's been part of growing a nascent oil production industry. And so you want to talk about energy production? Well, perhaps he might have known something about it. You want to talk about, tech issues? Mm-hmm. He was in a tech company. Perhaps he might know something about it. But he was ignored because, the fact is, well, who's that guy?
He was at the very end. The guys on the end, Pence and him were probably the most ignored, right?
Well, that's the irony because, I'm not a massive Mike Pence fan, okay? Mm-hmm. Anybody who listens to the show knows that. But the fact is I thought Mike Pence did pretty well because he didn't come across like a fool. Mm-hmm. He came across as, thoughtful and measured.
Well, he stayed in his lane. You're exactly right, but his lane, you know, is going to get him maybe 3 or 5%. That's all that lane can generate. And you know, and I don't think the donors that have been supporting him up to now, you know, they could see quite obvious that okay, this train cannot continue on the tracks. It's time for us to reassign those donor dollars.
Now, his challenge is that every time they were attacking Donald Trump, they were attacking his administration.
Exactly, and he said nothing. He said nothing.
With a few exceptions, he did talk about a little bit about the border. He talked about, but you know, the fact that Chris Christie didn't get slapped down when he said 53 miles of border wall. You know, it was almost 500 miles of border wall, and the reason it didn't get done, Donald Trump shut down the government to get the border wall built.
Right.
Let's just remember, I was in meetings with Donald Trump discussing exactly this. So I know what was going on. I was there. And so they made a choice to shut down the border, shut down the government, and not continue funding because Congress was not giving him the money to actually build the wall. Yeah. He's the guy who sat there and had Paul Ryan, Mike Pence's friend, by the way, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell push priorities that didn't include funding the border wall. And because he trusted he trusted Mike Pence, essentially.
His party.
His legislative, to do his right. legislative work, which is why Mike Pence was put on the ticket. Because he trusted Mike Pence to get it done, it didn't happen.
Right.
So, Chris Christie attacked, you know, Donald Trump on the border wall, but the fact is, the border was as secure as it's ever been.
The fact of the matter is, one way or another, I believe the Mexican government would have paid for the border wall, but we never got there because it was aborted in midstream. And on top of that, I mean, like you said, these antithetical forces, not only from the Republican Party, but from the Democrats. And the Democrats complain, oh, well, you know, it's the Republicans that are not. No, wait a minute. You guys resisted Donald Trump. You resisted this issue all for political gain, supposedly. And then also they wanted to bring up, you know, Obamacare last night. Well, you know, come on. You know, the infamous, you know, thumb down demonstration from John McCain, a Republican, and Obamacare. And you say Obamacare is popular. Well, I don't know how popular it is that you can say it's popular. I mean, basically, it was a giveaway. And on top of that, you forced people into Medicare in order to build the numbers. You contrived this whole program. And the fact of the matter is the problem that we have with the healthcare systems in our government today is because of Obamacare. And I think wasn't it Burgum that brought up the idea that it was the technology, you know, the trillions of dollars. I mean, that was a huge statement that he made, but he has the insight to bring that up. Because the doctors, they're spending more time playing with this software and less time with their patients. Every patient will tell you that.
We didn't get that. That's why I liked him. He actually talked about things that we've all experienced. He talked about the real consequences of a bad program when government picks winners and losers, as they did with the software systems.
Exactly.
The software system was not designed, was not put into place to make it so. Medicine was better. It was put in a place so they could track all of our medical records in the cloud. And it was put in a place to force small businesses, small doctor, small practices, either to consolidate or to go out of business because it cost them $350,000 to put that into place. And
exactly.
Small practices couldn't afford it. But those are all things that, you know, are 6 years ago. Let me just tell you that one of the things that Obamacare, this is, first of all, let me finish the debate. But Obamacare,
we got 40 seconds. Go ahead. We can pick it up on the other
on
side.
The debate,
go ahead.
On the debate, I think that Chris Christie is a big loser. I think that Nikki Haley's really good at repeating conservative talking points in 60-second formats that she doesn't believe. And it's an all-in-all. was surprised at how well Vivek did when he was the subject of attack of everybody on the stage. And the only guy who doesn't have any muscle memory is a politician. Probably had to defend himself left and right and didn't back down.
Exactly. He's president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Going to break. We've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sponsored by Idorsia Pharmaceuticals, U.S. Insomnia, or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, impacts the nights and days of more than 25 million U.S. adults. People who struggle to sleep know firsthand the toll that insomnia can take over time. QVIVIC, daridorexant, 25 milligram and 50 milligram tablets, is a prescription medicine for adults with insomnia. Designed for once-nightly use, QVIVIC has been proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Olympic skier and QVIVIC 50 milligram user Lindsay Vaughn shares her experience.
There are certain things in life you have to take seriously, and insomnia is one of them. Deciding to take action and speak with my doctor about treatment for my insomnia was a turning point for me after dealing with trouble falling asleep and staying asleep for over 10 years. It used to be an almost nightly occurrence that I would wake up and have trouble getting back to sleep. Now that I'm taking once nightly QVIVIC, I'm getting more sleep. Honestly, I wish I'd found something that worked for me earlier, since my insomnia was causing me to miss out on so much. But I'm happy I spoke with my doctor and found a medication that works for me in QVIVIC. This is just my experience, so if you're experiencing sleep problems, ask your doctor if QVIVIC is right for you.
Don't take QVIVIC if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking QVIVIC or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. QVIVIC may cause temporary inability to move, talk, or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. QVIVIC may cause sleepiness during the day. QVIVIC is a federally controlled substance because it can be abused or cause dependence. QVIVIC may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, or making or eating food. Tell your doctor right away if you experience this or worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts. Common side effects are headaches and sleepiness. Visit QVIVIC.com for more information. That's QUVIVIQ.com.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Rick and I were, Rick Manning, of course, president of Americans for Limited Government. We were just talking off air, that Tim Scott fell victim to that, from Ilia Calderon. about having a Hispanic on, on staff. And I was just getting ready, you know, for the rest of them to talk about, you know, maybe a Hispanic they dated or that they had, three, staff members that were Hispanic, which is, just so condescending. But this is what happens when it gets out of control. And I blame the RNC for this, Rick. But I loved your line. And you got to tell them your line. That you thought maybe Chris Christie would have had. Can we say that?
Well, I don't remember what I said.
You don't want to say that?
No, I don't remember what I said, truthfully.
Well, you said that Chris Christie had a binder of Mexicans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. That was funny.
We looked at Tim Scott, and then he just sit there. I could just see Tim Christie jumping up and saying, I've got a whole binder of Mexicans that I'll hire. But you get down to it, it shows the absurdity of falling for the diversity, equity, inclusion line. And when it's part of the underlying assumption of a question, it's easy for these people to fall into it. The irony is the one guy on the stage who didn't have to prove his bona fides is Tim Scott.
Yes, exactly.
The story is as bona fide. But you look at it. I mean,
even he could be vulnerable with that. And you would think with all experience, right? Exactly. Yeah. Well, but the other deal too, and God bless him for this. I'm glad when the question was thrown out there. I'm going, you got to be kidding me. You know, when Dana Perino, and I seem like I'm picking on Dana Perino, and maybe I am, maybe I should. But anyway, for that stupid, that was the dumbest question. Who do you think should be voted off the island? I mean,
by the way,
how unintelligent.
Most? Well, that's the real question. That's the real question, because anybody's watched the Survivor series over years, and I don't watch it, but I've been told that one of the strategies is to identify the strongest, your strongest opponent, and have that person be voted off.
Right.
And so, in some respects, it could be, who's the most annoying, but it also can be who am I afraid of?
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's your, ultimately, I think the big winner is the guy who chose not to get on the island, and that was Donald Trump.
Exactly.
Not being on the island was the single smartest move that Donald Trump's made in this campaign.
Well, the rest of those candidates, they ought to thank, DeSantis for standing up and rejecting the question. I mean, he didn't hesitate. Chris Christie, of course, he kind of like was writing something down, which Stuart Varney picked up on. Well, I saw you write something. What did you write? like, oh, my God. I mean, the next thing you're going to do is say, all right, what we're going to do is everybody's going to take their clothes off. This is survival. So you take your clothes off and we're going to have the naked candidate debate.
Well, no. Then we voted Chris Christie off. I mean,
before that.
No, if there's a naked candidate debate, we're voting Chris Christie off now. But the answer I might have given if asked that question was, well, right now I'm thinking Dana Perino, but Ilnia Calderon's coming in a close second, and Stuart, you didn't start out so well, I'm not even going to pronounce her name. So
right.
So all in all, I think the moderators, I'd probably, vote them off this island, and then we could actually have a conversation up here about issues that people actually care about.
You think? Why not just get the top three issues and talk about those? Spend the time. I mean, you had an hour and a half? Some commercial breaks in between.
Almost 2 hours.
Why not really drill down on Ukraine? Drill down on the border. Drill down on Bidenomics. Drill down on climate. Just even if you said those four.
Take a few issues. I mean, they asked a question on what was it? It was on child care. And they let one person answer the question. Somebody else wanted to say something. Nope, we're moving on to the next question. It's like they had 50 issues they wanted to ask about. But they didn't want to actually learn anything about it.
I know. I almost felt like I was at church, because sometimes, at church, you'll have a movement of God, And then somebody will say, oh, no, we don't need the movement of God now. We've got to go into the next phase of our program, right?
Welcome. We're busy. The Holy Spirit is not welcome. We are busy. I got schedule here, you know?
Yeah, exactly, because we're serving donuts in 45 minutes, and we cannot be late for donut serving.
The ladies' auxiliary is having a meeting at 12:15. It will not be delayed. Just watching the thing was none of them were ready for prime time. Ron DeSantis actually rehabilitated himself pretty well because
yes.
he largely just talked about what a great job he's doing in Florida. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, he is doing a great job in Florida.
He is. The line of the night was, he has fought the big fights and got the big victories. I thought that was the best line of the night.
It was a very good line, and it kind of solidified him as the number two choice, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But once again, you look at it, and it was interesting how much Obamacare came up. And it's interesting because, you know, the moderators asked the question, nobody on this, you know, Tim Scott wasn't the reason the Obamacare partial repeal didn't go through.
Right.
He wasn't the reason. It mm-hmm. was it didn't go through. Donald Trump wasn't the reason it didn't go through. Mike Pence wasn't the reason it didn't go through. It didn't go through because of John McCain.
Yeah, John McCain and Mitch McConnell. As much as Mitch McConnell did in preserving the Supreme Court on behalf of conservatism, he dropped the ball on this big time.
No.
Because that was the whole, you spent all these years, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. Now you come down to it, and you come down to the final vote, and you hear thud. Are you flipping kidding me?
Can I share something that this sounds like name dropping, and I earlier said we talked about being with Trump, and now I'm going to talk about being with McConnell, but I don't spend that much time in the hell, truthfully. But I was, Jenny Beth Martin and I were in a meeting with McConnell. She had a number of activists who brought in some petitions. It was 2 days before the vote, okay? McCain.
Before
the disaster where we lost.
Right.
McCain hadn't come back yet from Arizona. He was expected back that day. We were meeting with the Senate Majority Leader at the time. And he said, listen, when McCain gets back, we've got the votes, we're voting it. Mm-hmm. And no one was more, and he was absolutely dead sincere. Okay, he had all these people he wanted. He was basically doing a gathering credit tour. And he, so having had that meeting with him, not staff, him,
mm-hmm.
No one was caught more off guard by John McCain than Mitch McConnell. And the problem that Mitch McConnell had is he allowed Lisa Murkowski, who owed her Senate seat, mm-hmm. to Mitch McConnell because she should have been beaten in 2010. Mm-hmm. And McConnell funded her and helped her do her writing campaign that caused her to win. She owed her seat to him. And he should have gone to her and said, Lisa, you owe your seat to me. You cannot vote no on this.
Right.
And he did not. So his culpability is that he allowed Lisa Murkowski to vote against him and didn't keep that option open. But McCain completely caught him off guard.
Wow. Well, you're there. You know the inside skinny. And meanwhile, we've got a country to save, Rick Manning.
Yes, we do.
And we've got to get serious about this. And after everything is all said and done, for all this hoopla and distraction, like you said, those candidates that'll be cut back down. I mean, they're all vying for about 15% of the primary vote, because clearly Donald Trump. He doesn't have to show up on any debate stage. You know, he's effectively been able to keep his story out there, with town halls and these other campaign stops that he's doing. Thank you, Rick Manning. Appreciate it.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As kids head back to the classroom, CBS News is warning about illegal disposable e-cigarettes manufactured to look like school supplies. Here's former school resource officer Stefan Buys.
China has been flooding the U.S. with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Now they're trying to sneak these dangerous products past parents and teachers by disguising them as everyday school supplies like highlighters. The FDA must work to get every one of these illegal products off store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
USA News Update. Government officials in Washington, by failing to agree, appear to be on track to triggering a government shutdown at the end of Saturday. Congress is not expected to pass the 12 appropriations bills that fund the government operations before the deadline. If Congress enacts some but not all of the 12 appropriations bills, only agencies without appropriations will have to shut down. During shutdowns, many federal employees are told not to report to work, but under a 2019 law, they get paid retroactively when the shutdown ends. Saudi Arabia and Russia have taken in boatloads of money. In fact, it's being measured in the billions of dollars in extra oil revenues in recent months, despite pumping fewer barrels of oil. Their production cuts sent crude prices soaring. Crude oil is nearing the $100 a barrel mark, and why you're seeing gas prices like they are right now. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan Fox-based Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, DeRoy, how are we doing?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to have you with us here.
You bet.
I was kind of teasing. Joe Biden had exonerated and said to 470,000 Venezuelans, you know, that they could come, that they're going to get a free pass into the country, job permits, all that good stuff. And I said, hey, look at bring some oil with you, because Uncle Joe has depleted our strategic petroleum reserve. Right. And here's Venezuela, the number one country on the planet with all their oil that they have. And I mean, if we're going to take 470,000, you know, able-bodied men off their hands, then the least they can do is, and Joe Biden knows about quid pro quo, you know, we'll take your 470,000, give us, a bunch of oil in exchange. I think that's fair. What do you think?
I think it is fair. You know, maybe the way to do it is every Venezuelan has to come in with a barrel of oil in his back.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. Just hopefully we can protect them, that the cartels don't rip them off along the way. Because the cartels figure out that they've got liquid gold on their backs, you know, they'll carve that out. But to add insult to injury, did you see what they did? They had the nerve to plant the Venezuelan flag on American soil.
I saw that. Yes. Unbelievable. I saw that a couple of days ago on TV, and I thought, my God, these people, you know, rather than sort of come with a sense of humility and say, look, we're escaping an authoritarian, totalitarian regime, would you please be just and merciful upon us? They've arrived with this triumphant sense and come here and plant a foreign flag on our soil. I can't remember ever seeing that in that respect. I mean, some of these listening people have the Israel Day parade, and people wave flags, sort of ceremony.
Right,
parade.
Exactly.
But in a triumphant sense, like, oh, look, we just defeated you. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone involved put on a raft and sent back and told, you know, don't let the screen door hit you on the way out. Don't come back.
Right. In years past, though, we've had some Mexicans come in and, you know, and unfurl their Mexican flag. Of course, they've been saying that they wanted to take over, they wanted to reclaim California forever. But, you know, but meanwhile, you know, to your point, these migrants, unlike the immigrants of the past who were so grateful and kissed the ground of America as soon as they came here because they appreciated, you know, the hope and the light on a shining hill. But today, and of course, right there in New York, you see them, you know, they're trashing hotel rooms. They're complaining about the food. They're assaulting law enforcement officers. You know, they're raping our women. I mean, this is nonstop insanity. But yet the Biden administration says we're not being invaded.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's bad enough these people break into our country, but their attitude should be, thank you for having us here. We are happy to cooperate in any way you wish. What can we do to fit in? And instead, you say you've got, here in New York City, just a couple miles more, I said people at the Roosevelt Hotel have been arrested repeatedly for domestic assault, for beating, as you say, the men beating their wives or girlfriends, whatever it might be. You've got rapes going on. Then you've got other people who, for whatever reason, you know, get loose or they break into the country. They get caught murdering people, running people over with cars, you know, hit and run situations. Got a lot of these guys in New York. They've got this. They get wrapped up in, I guess, easy work for them to get is the delivery guys. So they've got all these scooters running around. The scooters are hitting people. There was some dispute about this. The NYPD went and swept a bunch of these scooters off the streets. And the guys who had them came in and were fighting with the NYPD, you know, assaulting NYPD officers, and on and on. And why are we expected to put up with bad enough you break into our country, but then you break our laws, you beat our officers, you kill our people, and we're supposed to sit there and take it? And have, I think I saw the other day, 11,000 people cross our border in one day. Last week was 10,000, which is a record.
Right.
That's now been exceeded by an extra 10%. We're up to 11,000 in one day, on and on it goes. And now that the temperatures cooled down and you can cross the border without, you know, baking in the desert, you know, those numbers are just going to keep going up and away.
Right, exactly. Well, they're talking, you know, 6.3 million people that they can account for. That's not counting the gotaways. So somewhere between, you know, at least 6.3 million and maybe as high as 7 million out there running around. Keep in mind that most of these migrants are military-aged men beholden to cartels and God only knows what. You know, I keep reminding everybody, you know, here this was the month of 9/11. And only took 19 men to do all kinds of damage that we still feel to this day. And meanwhile, you know, as Gary Bauer said, just do the math. At 6.3 million, just let's just say that 2% of them are criminals. You know, you can imagine the number's got to be a lot higher, but let's just use the 2% number. You know, that's a hostile army of 126,000 people, DeRoy.
Yeah, I mean, even much more modest number. Let's assume 99.9% of these 7 million you mentioned are wonderful, peaceful people who just want to come here and work and do the right thing. Okay, the remaining 0.1%, 7,000. Okay, 7,000 brand new criminals. Do we need 7,000 brand new criminals running around engaging in mayhem and breaking the law and maybe hurting or killing people? And again, that assumes the criminal element is just 0.1%. I guess it's higher than that. I know. If it's 1%, you're talking 70,000. If it's 2%,
That's under normal conditions. But when you got cartels involved here, I mean, and then on top of that, you've got what looks like a cartel headquarters in Texas that is being developed.
Astonishing.
I mean,
it's amazing. I've heard people say, "Oh, you call it an invasion? That's so racist." I mean, I don't think you call this thing anything but an invasion. You've got people from, I think it's 165 or so countries coming across, again, at the pace of 11,000 per day.
Yes.
A grand total of millions of people who've come across our border without permission, without invitation, without papers. And you know, not a handful of people who are desperate, but millions and millions, 6 million. I think that is equal to the population of Hong Kong, if I'm not mistaken. That's roughly the size of two Los Angeles. L.A. is about 3 million. So times
exactly.
It's like two L.A.s, two brand-new L.A.s coming into this country.
Right.
And we're supposed to roll back, roll over, take it, and smile. I don't know any other country that operates this way. Why is America the only country on the planet where people just roll in by the millions and the response is, and turn around and go home? The response is, oh, can we get you a hotel room in Times Square? Well, would you like work permits? Can we put your kids in school for free next to our kids who are, you know, not learning anywhere as well as they should? Would you like some free college? Would you like some free food? What more free stuff can you get?
Oh,
you
how about like free health care? Free health care. We'll help you out. Don't worry.
Oh, you don't like this diet, this menu? Let's get you a different menu. It's unbelievable. We're being so taken advantage of. And my view is, you know, it's a word you don't hear very often. I want mass deportation. If you've broken our country, we're going to pick you up, send you on a bus, take you to the Rio Grande, and watch where you just get in the water, swim across the river, and go home and get the hell out of our country.
And we don't need to feel guilty. We don't need to feel guilty about this, because what they're setting up for us here is, they're telling these people, they're releasing them into the interior of the country. Hey, we'll see you in 8 years. How do you tell somebody, you know, I want you to come back to the ICE office, see you in about 8 years? No wonder 85% of them don't show up. And meanwhile, DeRoy, in 8 years, these women can spit out, you know, 2-3 American citizens in the meantime. And now they're anchored, right?
They're anchored. Now they're not going anywhere. Now they're here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, when people get work permits, they're going to get driver's licenses. They're going to get you know, ID cards. And in some places like Pennsylvania, I think this was just started by Governor Shapiro this week or last week. If you get a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote.
So of course.
We'll be getting ballots. And when they do these mass ballots where you don't even ask for a ballot, it's mail ballots to everybody on the list, these people are going to get ballots. And these people, not even before they're... there's amnesty and they're naturalized. These people, I think, will be voting in the next election.
Mm-hmm.
These
people
will be voting on Trump v. Biden. My guess is they'll be grateful that Biden let them in, and these people are going to vote for Biden. And it's 100% of the reason for this is for the Democrats to get as many future Democrats of America, as I call them, FDAs, future Democrats of America, into this country and voting as soon as humanly possible. That is the complete intention here. I don't think it has anything to do with international mercy or giving people more opportunities. It's by getting more Democrats across the border to increase the total number of Democrats in the country. Full stop.
I'll guarantee you, ICE doesn't know where they live, but the Democratic apparatchik and the vote getters, they know exactly where they live because they're going to follow the ballots. They'll grab those ballots. Hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry, language problem. We'll take care of it. Just give us the ballot. Here, sign here. We'll take the ballot and we'll handle it for you, right? Because that's the way they go. We've got to go to break. We've got more from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
For nearly 10 years, Firehouse Subs guests have been asking for one thing. The return of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw Sandwich. Ready for a return to flavor paradise? The beloved sandwich is back for a limited time, featuring a blend of sweet, savory, and tangy flavors with irresistible King's Hawaiian bread, slow-smoked pulled pork, melted pepper jack cheese, and slaw. Transport your taste buds to flavor paradise. It pairs perfectly with the new tropical cherry limeade with a pineapple flavor twist, available in original sparkling zero sugar and sparkling zero sugar. A portion of every purchase of the King's Hawaiian Pork and Slaw will go to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation's Hawaii Disaster Relief Fund to support relief and recovery efforts in Hawaii. Since 2005, the foundation has awarded more than $77 million to first responders and public safety organizations across the country. To learn more, visit your local Firehouse Subs or visit www.firehousesubs.com. Sponsored by Firehouse Subs.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch is with us, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Roy, you know, the bottom line in this situation with what's, going on top of all the expense of the migration that's going on, you've got already a dozen countries in Europe that have experienced the horrors of open borders, and it is regrettable, and they're doing everything they can to unwind, some much more difficult than others. Here, America, I mean, gosh, I remember the days when we talked about, maybe we had 11 million, 13 million. Now with this new invasion, we're probably up to about maybe at least 50 million illegal immigrants in the country. That's a rough number, but I think I'm pretty close to accurate.
Yeah, nobody knows. I've heard you're saying 15, I've heard 20, some people think it's 30. No, nobody knows. We have no idea.
Yeah.
And that's the point. That's the problem. I'm for a generous immigration system if people come in legally. My mother and father came from Costa Rica, and
right.
Guess what? They didn't run across the river and swim across the Rio Grande. They went to the United States Embassy in San Jose, Costa Rica. They filled out visa applications, and when they're ready, they brought their passports, they put their visas in their passports. They came to America and enjoyed the American dream. And they have three kids. One of them is talking on the phone right now, and my sisters are in California, and we're loving life here in the USA. If you wanted to
exactly.
follow that model, wonderful. I will applaud you. I will root for your success. I will be thrilled when you prosper. But these other
exactly.
people break in. Some of them we know where they are. A lot of them we have no idea who they are. I think 160 or so people on the terrorist watch list have been caught. How many on the terrorist watch list have gotten through? And some of them may be waiting for instructions from Iran or Damascus or elsewhere, saying, okay, implement the plan, and, boom goes a power plant, boom goes a dam, boom goes a hospital, boom goes a shopping center, whatever it might be. And if this happens, all of that blood will be all over the hands of Joseph Robinette Biden. This whole thing is his plan, his program. He's had the opportunity to stop this thing and turn around, and instead they're just ripping the border even more wide open. And now saying, oh, you get a work permit, so people are going to say, great, run across, we'll get work there, magnificent, and people are going to keep coming and coming, and this is destroying this country.
Well, maybe, DeRoy, when there's a government shutdown, because the government will be shut down because of the border crisis, just as you said, that has been single-handedly orchestrated by President Joe Biden and the Democrats, clearly. And if that is the case, then the American people understand that, look, if we've got to go through some pain in order to secure the border, they might believe that it's worth, you know, it's worth the pain, as opposed to shutting off the spigot and taking away our ability to be energy independent for some sort of windmill chasing dream that we've spent over $5 trillion and gotten nothing for so far, right?
Well, you know, I think that may be the case. What I don't understand, and I'd love for somebody to explain to me exactly what the strategy is of the House Republicans, you know, I think what we ought to have done over the last year since January is the GOP House should have passed one appropriations bill after another, send them to the Senate. If these bills were which are going to be written by the U.S. House, you can get rid of, put in more money for border control, increase the number of Border Patrol agents. I would eliminate the funds for the 87,000 new IRS snoops Biden wants. If they were going to take that money, put that all in the new Border Patrol and hire 87,000 new Border Patrol agents,
exactly.
Put all that in the bill, send that over to the Senate. And if Chuck Schumer and the Democrats pass it, great. If they don't, they'll pass their own bill. And then, you know, as we learned in civics class, you go to a conference committee, split the difference, and then send that on to the president. For some reason, the U.S. House is not doing this. They're having this internal fight. They're not going anywhere with this. And we're going to end up with the Senate and Mitch McConnell, you know, the free market limited government stalwart, yeah. And Chuck Schumer coming up with another one of these, you know, 5,000-page bills with all the garbage in it, and somehow or another the GOP House will be in a situation where it has to swallow that bill rather than have a more conservative bill, you know, at least attempting to do the kinds of things we're talking about, the type of things we're talking about. So I'm not really sure what the GOP House is doing, and I'm sort of alarmed and startled that they're not taking advantage of this tremendous opportunity to use the power of the first to do the kind of
exactly
thing to be done on the border and elsewhere.
No, I agree, and this is part of the problem forever with the Republican Party. They got too many cats going in different directions. There's no vision, an agreed vision on the key issues. You know, yeah, you can have a couple of, you know, ancillary ideas, but those on the periphery, but hold to the core so that every time you're interviewed and every time you're relating a message to the American people, it's consistent. You know, one, two, maybe three principles. That's it. Hold to that. Keep beating that drum. And because the thing is you don't have the media coverage where you can be loosey-goosey because you're not, you know, anything that's reported about conservatives or the Republican Party is so it's so prejudiced and biased anyway. So you can control whatever part of the, you know, narrative you can control it. And understanding that Republicans and conservatives, you know, they can't control very little. But the parts that you can control, you know, what you're saying here, DeRoy, is so critical. But it just seems like there's I don't know, you know, you can blame it on leadership, blame it on, this idea. I mean, this is the thing. Maybe we need to draft Nancy Pelosi. We're going to make her a Republican, let her take charge, because she'll whip these cats into behavior right away, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Nancy Pelosi, and I don't agree with her on very much other than maybe the time of day and the temperature. But, boy,
right.
She wants to get something done. She snaps her fingers, and the Democrats just line up like North Korean soldiers, and the thing goes through unanimously. And
exactly.
McCarthy's only got a margin of majority of four votes. I mean, it's amazing he's gotten as much as he's done with so little, with so thin a margin. But, look, these people, and they shouldn't need to be whipped. They should be enthusiastic about the idea that, okay, we get to write the bill we want, and we can write a defense authorization bill that shuts down all the the diversity and equity inclusion nonsense, gets the troops focused on defending this country, not running around with this fruitless mission to find, you know, root out these alleged white supremacists and white nationalists of the Pentagon, wherever supposedly they are, get rid of the abortion funding, you know, free abortions for soldiers, et cetera, and just pass a bill where those, you know, the dollar amount for each of those is zero. and say, here it is. We all agree on this. We'll pass it. Send it to the Senate. And either the Senate takes it as is, or they can sit there and tell the American people, no, we want to put more money into the defense budget so people can have transgender surgery in the barracks. Yes, we want to put money in so soldiers can have abortions on a military basis. Let the Democrats get up and make that argument. If they want to get up and make that argument for the American people, have at it. Have it.
Yeah.
We want more money to run around and you know, make sure all of our soldiers are focused on you know, alleged racism as opposed to trying to keep, you know, go out and kill terrorists and keep the Chinese from attacking us and our allies. No, okay, fine. If you want to say that that's what you want American troops to do, get up and make that argument. I don't know why we do not have easily put the Senate Democrats and Joe Biden on the defensive by giving them a bill that does all the stuff we want and either tell them to take it or explain to the American public why they want to spend money on stupid things the American people don't support.
Especially when we're at $33 trillion in deficit right now, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so you know, we have this wonderful opportunity, and I see it being squandered, and I find that really, really frustrating and really more than anything else puzzling. I'm not really sure what it is they're trying to do.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left, and by the way, I wanted to make sure I did not ignore your dress code. I think it's quite charming, a hood and shorts, gym shorts that you're wearing in order to honor the new Senate dress code. You know, it's very patriotic of you to do that.
Well, let's just say I'm not exactly in black ties. I'm speaking on the phone. And it is a radio show, not a TV show. But I was amazed, appalled, and disgusted by this decision by Chuck Schumer, not just to have this carve out for Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, but to lower the dress code, eliminate the dress code for everybody and say, hey, let's all show up in rags. And,
yeah, exactly.
And the next day, Fetterman is in the Senate, not sitting, you know, at his desk in the back. He's sitting on the dais as the presiding officer, wearing a, sort of a sweatshirt and shorts. Unbelievable. I mean, talk about in your face.
Exactly.
You're going to ditch the dress code and then put the chief, you know, perpetrator for this disaster up in front as the presiding officer wielding the gavel. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Look, I find it astonishing this argument that somehow Fetterman is unable to get dressed like a grown man because he had a stroke. You look at people like Bob Dole, who was the senator for many years in Kansas.
Exactly.
He had a severe injury from World War II. His right arm didn't function. He was able to show up in a suit. Daniel Inouye was another soldier in World War II. He was shot also in Italy by the Nazis. Actually, a grenade went off, and he lost his right arm. Right arm is gone. He had left arm, no right arm. He was able to show up in a suit. That's true of Senator John East, who was in a wheelchair. He was in a suit. Tammy Duckworth and Max Cleland also in wheelchairs. Tammy Duckworth is there now. From Illinois, she's able to put on a proper, you know, women's business attire. You had Bob Carey of Nebraska, he had part of his leg blown off in Vietnam. He was able to show up in a suit. So somehow these other people who suffered these grievous injuries, Max Cleland lost three limbs. He lost both legs and an arm. He managed to get himself into a suit every day. And John Fetterman, who's got two arms and two legs, can't do it. And if he needs some assistance, you know, just hire somebody. Say that your job is to be my, you know, a valet and personal assistant, and part of your job is to show up at my house every morning, help me get dressed, get me into the Senate looking like a grown, proper adult, and then at the end of the day, take me home and, you know, get me into my sweats and jammies, and that'll be part of one of your official duties. And I'm sure people would love to do that. And at in that time, you have all that personal time to talk about talk with the junior senator from Pennsylvania about this bill or that bill, or senator, why don't we focus on this, or what can you teach me about that? You know, what a wonderful opportunity for a young staffer. You know, great, let's do it that way. But no, let's just ditch the standards and let the U.S. Senate look like the inside of a Spirit Airlines jet on the way to spring break.
On that note, we shall leave you quite gracefully. Ladies and gentlemen, DeRoy Murdoch, the Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of